from Brussels to London. And just to recap, when we left you yesterday, Liz Truss was outside 10 Downing Street announcing her resignation as leader of the Conservative Party after just 44 days and saying that her successor as Prime Minister would be in place by this day next week. Since then, nobody's actually come forward to say they want the job. Anybody who does has until 2 o'clock on Monday to gather the support of 100 MPs to run. This day last week, their former Chancellor Kwasi Kwarteng was on his way back from the US to quit after a mini-budget which caused financial panic. Today, it looks like the former Prime Minister Boris Johnson could be on his way back from a holiday in the Caribbean to have another go at running the country. Keep up. Conservative MP Crispin Blunt says he's backing former Chancellor Rishi Sunak over Boris Johnson.
Boris is undoubtedly a fantastic communicator, both in words, both written and spoken. But Rishi is of the same order, but a much more serious personality. And I think we're in much more serious times now, and we've got to get a serious message across to the country, and indeed to the Conservative Party.
That's Crispin Blunt. British Defence Minister Ben Wallace said he wouldn't stand in the contest to replace Liz Truss as Prime Minister, but said he was leaning back towards backing Boris Johnson in the leadership race.
You know, at the moment, I would lean towards Boris Johnson. I know when I was Secretary of Defence, he invested in defence. He supported me. He supported the actions this country has taken to keep us safe. So that's at the moment, I'm leaning towards that.
That's Ben Wallace. Let's speak to our reporter, Laura Hogan. She's in Uxbridge in London. Afternoon, Laura. Where are we this lunchtime? Oh, is Laura there? Now we have to find out where Laura is first. We'll take an hour break and we'll try to go back to London shortly. No, she's there now. Hello, Laura.
Hello, I'm here now. Sorry about that. Technical difficulties.
Kind of reflects the story
so
a little bit.
You were just asking there about who are the front runners in this race to become the next leader of the Tory party, and you've just mentioned really the two most talked about people among those of us speculating this afternoon. They are, of course, Rishi Sunak. He is the bookies' favourite, the former Chancellor who lost out to Liz Truss in the last leadership race. And one of the things that he has going for him at this stage is that he has largely been proven right when he warned during that contest about the dangers and the possible negative impacts of Liz Truss's economic policies. But just 6 weeks after that defeat, is he ready to get back into the race? We'll have to wait and see. Then we also have Penny Mordaunt. She is the current leader of the House of Commons, and she threw her hat into the ring the last time around as well, without making it into the final two in that race between Sunak and Truss. She seems to be popular among her colleagues and maybe also an uncontroversial choice among some MPs, unlike the other most talked about potential candidate, who is, of course, the former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
Yes, is Boris Johnson really going to have another go at this?
Well, it really would be an extraordinary comeback, wouldn't it? Ousted by his own party just 3 short months ago following a series of controversies. A number of MPs seem to have sort of mounted a campaign to bring back Boris, among them Business Secretary Jacob Rees-Mogg, who tweeted his support this morning with the hashtag Boris or Bust. Now, we've been speaking to many people, many members of the public this morning on their morning commutes, many of whom were horrified by the idea of a return of Boris Johnson, but some people also see him as a figure who could bring stability after these turbulent few weeks, and also as someone who can win elections. And he did borrow the phrase hasta la vista baby at the end of his tenure as British Prime Minister, so this weekend he could possibly be thinking, I'll be back.
The people that you've been speaking to, and I know they won't get to decide who will run the country or the Conservative Party because they're unlikely to go to an election anytime soon, are people willing to put up with that?
I suppose from the people who, the small sample of people who we spoke to this morning, there's one thing that they're all in agreement about, and that is that the events of the last number of months and the last number of weeks have ended in quite the mess. Now, people are split. Some people are very pro Rishi Sunak taking over. They see him as a sensible candidate with sensible ideas who could possibly steady the ship in these uncertain times. As I've they've also said some people are backing a return of Boris Johnson. Again, they see him as the right man for the job. But interestingly, a lot of the younger people who we spoke to this morning, they seem to be in favour of a general election. And they weren't necessarily Labour voters. They weren't necessarily pro Keir Starmer either. They just wanted at this stage to be able to have their say.
Laura Hogan in Uxbridge in London, thank you for that.